बिहारी जय हरा राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लव गिरीवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लव गिरीवर धारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव धाम गोपी जन बल्लव गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंद ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राम जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारी स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंखला भय श्रृणारविंद भक्ति विदान गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारी स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंखला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडराचार्य हिस्ट डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रीहरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंग मई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सेवियर ऑफ द फॉलन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। शिला प्रभुपाद न्यू द्वारका धाम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। नितय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि नितय गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to Sambalpuri. All glories to Sambalpuri. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauri Gaurangosh Jamain Kare. अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदामायं ददाति स्वावदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पद कमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवं च श्री रूपं सागर जातं सागना रघुनाथम विदम तम सजीव साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहित कृष्ण चैतन्य देव राधा कृष्ण पादान सा घना ललिता श्री विशाखावित। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावने ऋषभानु सत्य देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर एवरीवन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम नमा ओम विष्णु बुधाय कृष्ण प्रसाय बुतले श्रीमति भक्ति विधान स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सरस्वती देव गौरवाणी विचारण निर्विशेषवादी डियर डिवोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू हियर इन द रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश मंदिर न्यू द्वारका धाम श्रील प्रभुपाद वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड हेडक्वार्टर। Today is Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text 51. Is that right? The sacrifice performed by Daksha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्राय सुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेविया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्ट की। बिफोर साइटिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अ वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, आई ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अन टू दी पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण अन टू नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बींग अन टू मदर सरस्वती दी गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग अन टू शिल व्यास देवी आर्थर अन टू शिल प्रभुपाद अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। प्लीज रिपीट। आत्मा मायं समविश्य सो अहम् गुणम्यं द्विजा सृजन् रक्षन् हरन् विश्वं ददरे समज्ञां क्रियोचिताम्। आत्मा मायं समाविश्य सोहं गुणमयं द्विजा सृजन् रक्षन् हरन् विश्वं ददरे समज्ञं क्रियोचितम्। आत्मा मायं समेविश्य सोहं गुणमयीं द्विजा सृजन् रक्षन् हरन् विश्वां दत्तरे समज्ञं क्रियोचिताम्। माताजीस आत्मायाम माय एनर्जी समाविश्या हैविंग एंटर्ड सहा माय सेल्फ अहम आई गुणमयम कंपोज्ड ऑफ द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर द्विजा और ट्वाइस बॉर्न दक्षा सृजन क्रिएटिंग रक्षण मेंटेनिंग हरण इनहाइलेटिंग विश्वम द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन दरे आई कास्ट टू बी बॉर्न समज्ञम ए नेम क्रिया उच्चीताम अकॉर्डिंग टू द एक्टिविटी Translation, please repeat. The Lord continued, My dear Daksha, Dvija, I am the original personality of Godhead. But in order to create, maintain and inhalate this cosmic manifestation, I act through my material energy. And according to the different grades of activity, my representations are differently named. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vidhan Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 5, Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho. The whole world is energy released from the Supreme Source, the Personality of Godhead. Who, it is further stated in Bhagavad Gita, acts in superior energies and inferior energies. Dear devotees, Prabhupada has mentioned in his lectures, in his purports, he has mentioned about this Mayavadis. Prabhupada is the biggest enemy of the Mayavadis. And Lord Gauranga, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, Mayavadi bhashya sunile hai sarvanash. Anyone who hears the commentary from Mayavadis is doomed. Finish. So Prabhupada is a representative of Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has appeared to diffuse this Mayavad philosophy. Here, Prabhupada has mentioned here that the whole world is energy released from the Supreme Source. Mayavadi says, Brahma Satya Jagana Mithya. Brahma is the reality and everything else is false. Prabhupada used to say, no, it's not false. It's real, but it's temporary. It's a difference. This material world is not a false. It's there, we can see everything, but it's temporary. So Mayavadi's understanding is not very good. And Mayavad cannot bring us close to Krishna. Anybody who's of this mentality, Mayavad mentality, he commits very big offense unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, who was a true representative, many times we have seen him just cutting off this Mayavadis. And there are so many all over. Mayavadis are spread like anything. So now by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Gaur Hari, these teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are repeated as it is by Srila Prabhupada, they should spread all over the world. And Mayavad should be driven out of this whole world. There's no need of Mayavad. Mayavad, why we have problems? Because of this Mayavad. Mayavad is They are very big offender at the lotus feet of Krishna. They say that Krishna's body is also made of Maya. My body is Maya, but Krishna's body is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. As it is said by Brahmaji, Ishvaraha Parma Krishna, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, Anadhir Adhir Govinda Sarvakaran Karan. Krishna is the supreme controller and he has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everyone and his form is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. Vigraha means form. Brahmaji is not saying that God is formless, he has no form. Actually, it's a very big offense and everybody need to speak against Mayavad because this is not good. We are created by the Supreme Lord. We have a form, but, and who has created us is a formless. Not good. Anyway, Lord Shiva, who propounded this Mayavad philosophy, when he appeared as a Shankaracharya, on the order of Lord Vishnu, is described in the Padma Puran. Lord Vishnu ordered, Lord Shiva, you go and establish the Vedas. Because before the appearance of Shankaracharya, this Buddhism was all over India and spread other parts of the world also, like China and Japan and Indonesia and so many other places, and Burma, Thailand. It started from India by Lord Buddha. But then Shankaracharya appeared and he drove away the Buddhism out of India. And he established the four different mutts. And he established the Vedas. He made people theist. Before people were atheist. But he couldn't give the true, real philosophy, original philosophy to the people in general. Because before that people were atheist. Non-believer. Buddhism is a atheism. Prabhupada said this. So, Shankaracharya appeared to make people theist, out of atheist, but it's not complete philosophy. Complete philosophy was given by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So he established this original philosophy. Achinta Veda Veda Tattva, simultaneously same and it different. And God has form, he is formless also, but he has form also. Not only formless, nirakar and sakar. So, Lord Shiva, though he propounded this Mayavad philosophy, Vedanta philosophy, you know once what happened? He saw one very, very old sannyasi of his sampradaya, Mayavad sampradaya. And what this old sannyasi is doing, he is studying Vyakarana. Vyakarana means he wanted to become a knowledgeable. He wanted to have more knowledge. And he was very, very old, about 85 or something like that. When Adi Shankaracharya, the incarnation of Lord Shiva, saw this old sannyasi is studying Vyakarana to become a knowledgeable jnani, so he uttered some words, which are, you know, recorded very nicely, and they call Charpat Panjrika. There he said, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam, Bhaj Murmate. Three times, the words of Lord Shiva. Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam, Bhaj Murmate. Fool, mood means rascal, fool. Three times he is saying, you worship Govinda. Worship Govinda. Worship Govinda. Who is saying? Mahadev, chief of the demigods. Why to worship Govinda? Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shainam. Because you are taking birth again and again. You are dying again and again. You are coming in the womb of your mother again and again. Punarapi, again and again. Actually, a baby in the womb, so much problem for the baby. We were all in the womb of our mothers. Doesn't matter male's body or female's body. We were in the womb of our mother. And Lord Kapil Dev describes in the third canto of Bhagavatam, it's very, very troublesome for the baby in the womb. Baby suffers so much. And nowadays, mothers are not very careful. They, you know, will eat any kind of stuff. And baby suffers inside and very painful for the baby. If mother eating something very, what do you call, very chilly stuff, then baby has to, his body burns, you know, his or her body burns in the womb. And so much suffering. Baby is always praying, soul is always praying to Krishna, please take me out of this horrible situation and I will worship you. So Lord Shiva is saying, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. Punarapi Janani Jatare Shainam. Then you are coming in the womb of your mother again and again. And it's very hot also described. Punarapi Janani Jatare Shainam. It's a heat inside. Of course, stool, urine, everything is there, filthy situation. Then heat and very, very problematic for the soul in the womb. Lord Shiva is actually giving us this wonderful information to us. Punarapi janane jatare shainam. Is sansare kaludustare. This material world is not a good place. Kaludustare. Kripai pare pahi murare. And if it's possible for you, try to have the mercy of Sri Krishna. Krishna's one name is Murare. Why he got this name? Because he killed the demon Murare. Kripai pare pahi murare. If it is possible for you, a jiva, you fool, try to have the mercy of Sri Krishna. These are the words of Mahadev. Who is his guna avatar? He is the incarnation of, you know what you call, mode of ignorance. Ignorance, passion and goodness. So, Mahadev is advising, Lord Brahma is advising, and who is beyond them? But people don't want to worship Krishna. Because they are full of material desires. Kamastastar hita jnana prapadante anya devata. Those who are filled with so many material desires, they lose their jnana knowledge. One who has so many material desires, hita jnana. Prabhupada used to say, hita jnana. Their intelligence is stolen by material desires. They are just after fulfilling their material desires. Then what do they do? Prapadante anna devata. They go to the other demigods. Oh, give me this, give me that. One thing one person said very nice. You know, worship of demigod is just like, even this morning very nicely, from the sixth canto, I think you were reading. Is that right? Very nicely, Prabhupada is explaining, so beautiful. Going to the demigods and worshipping them is just like a little boy goes to the shopkeeper and asks him, I want a knife. A shopkeeper will give him knife or not? Yes, because the boy is giving him the money. He will give him the knife. But with this knife, the boy can cut his finger. Our boy can even kill himself. So demigods worship is like this. They will give you things which are not good for you. You know. Sometimes they worship this Mother Kali or Bhairo to become very, very rich. They get the riches, money, but then they go crazy. They don't know what to do and what not to do. So when you go to Krishna, when you worship Krishna, I think I was reading it also somewhere that Krishna won't give you something which is not good for you. Krishna will only give you which is beneficial for you. Sometime out of God's mercy, Krishna even takes away the material possession of a devotee, because devotee is very much attached to the material things and which are not good for his Krishna consciousness, which are not good for his future. Because of the material attachment, a jiva will go to the cycle of birth and death. But one who has become devotee, then Krishna take care of that devotee. One who has become Mahatma, Mahatmanastu Mam Partha, Devim Prakriti Mashata, Bhajante Ananya Manso Gatva Bhutadi Mabhayam. Lord is saying himself, one who is a great soul, Mahatma, he comes under the protection of my Para Prakriti, Devi Prakriti. Who is the Devi Prakriti? Radharani. She takes care of that person. You know, actually, the mercy of Radharani is very much needed for the advancement of our devotional service. If Radharani is not merciful, then nothing can happen. I will tell you one little story. It's a true story about 300 years back. Maybe it can be more or less. There was one person, one devotee in Multan. That time it was a Pakistan. Not Pakistan, one India, undivided India. So this person, Krishna came in his dream and he invited him to Vrindavan. So this person was actually materially very rich. So he made this pretext that I am going for business to Agra. He came to Agra, then he came to Vrindavan. Then he didn't go back to Multan, to his place. And there, when he came to Vrindavan, and Krishna has invited him. Now is day and night worshipping Krishna and chanting the name of Krishna. Actually, he is in our sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. And remembering all the time, now what happened? That Krishna is not revealing him to him, you know. So he started fasting, not eating anything. Then once he was eating the only Vrindavan mud, you know, nothing eating, and his eyesight was gone. He became blind. So difficult, you know. But still he's remembering Krishna, worshipping, thinking all the time. Now, Krishna is not revealing himself. Radharani, she approached Krishna and said, my dear Lord, you have invited him from so far place here to kill him. You want to kill him? He cannot see. He's a blind. Why don't you give your darshan to him? You know what was the reply of Sri Krishna? The point I made earlier, we need the mercy of Radharani. Lord Sri Krishna said, Radharani, you are Brijeshwari. You are the controller of this bridge. Without your permission, how I can give my darshan to him? So Radharani, so much respect is given by Sri Krishna to Radharani. So, then both Krishna and Radharani, they came in disguise. You know, they came. And Radharani, what she did? Like, he is blind now. Radharani put a ointment in his eyes with her lotus hands. So his eyesight came back. And when his eyesight came back, what he saw? Radha and Krishna in front of him. So, he was given this name, Nayanananda. Nayana means the eyes. Ananda means the joy of the eyes is Radha and Krishna. So, point is, we need the mercy of Radharani. Without her mercy, we cannot progress on the path of devotion. So, here, what we were discussing, that Lord Shiva, who is the Mahadev, who is the chief of demigods, he is also recommending, go to Krishna. This proper way to go to Krishna, actually, through Guru Parampara, Six Goswamis, Gaur Nitaya Panchatattva, Parampara, then one comes to the lotus feet of Radharani, and then Sri Krishna. Actually, the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what Lord Chaitanya has recommended, actually, we don't try to become servant of Krishna. We don't try to become servant of Radharani. Then, what do we try to do? Kopi Bharat Pad Kamaleyor Das Dasanu Das. Prabhupada used to say 1,000 times further. We try to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servants of the gopis. And if one can do this, then gradually he can come to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. This is actually authentic process. Without this process, one cannot come to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So here, Lord Shiva's recommendation is that we worship Govinda, and he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Personality of Godhead, who it is further stated in Bhagavad Gita, acts in a superior energies and inferior energies. Krishna is Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. Paraprakriti is Radha Rani, and Aparaprakriti, inferior energies, Durga Mata. The superior energy is the living entity, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. We are actually, here is mentioned superior, but as it is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, we are Krishna's marginal energy. We are in between para and apara prakriti. And if we elevate ourselves spiritually, if we, by the mercy of Mother Bhakti, we become pure devotees, then we also come under the protection of Krishna's superior energies and Adharani. And we are Krishna's part and parcel. The living entities are not different from the Supreme Lord. We are also not different from the Supreme Lord. We are actually Krishna's part and parcel, as it is said by Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. All the jivas are my part and parcel and eternal. As Prabhupada said, that we are simple God. We are as good as God, Krishna. But the only difference is, Krishna is just like an ocean, and we are a drop from that ocean. Qualitatively, we are as good as Krishna, but quantitatively, we are different. Krishna is very big, Krishna is Paramatma, and we are Jivatma, we are Anuatma. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is just to bring us to that platform, that I am Krishna's part and parcel, I am Krishna's eternal servant, and I have to attain to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. This movement is about that. The energy emanated from him is not different from him. Srila Prabhupada is saying here. Not different. But in the actual activity of this material world, the living entity is under the different qualities of material energy and in different forms. There are 8,400,000 different species of life forms. The same living entity acts under the influence of the different qualities of material nature. So, there are three, gunas. Satogun, rajogun and tamogun. Goodness, passion and ignorance. So, we are actually acting under these three modes of material nature. But these three modes of material nature will keep us in the material universe, We won't be able to return to the spiritual world, which is beyond these three modes of material nature, which is Krishna's Paraprakriti, the spiritual world. To go to the spiritual world, one need to elevate himself, not to the goodness even, but to the pure goodness. Shuddha Sattva. In the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna is saying that those who are in the mode of goodness, urdhav gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishthanti rajasa, jaganya gunavrittastho, adho gacchanti tamasa. Those who are situated in the mode of goodness, they go to the heavenly planets. Urdhav gacchanti sattvastha. Those who are in the mode of passion, they take birth again in this material world. And those who are in ignorance, they go to the lower species of life or hellish life. But even going to the heaven is not very good. And many other religion, many other faiths, they have information up to the swargaloka, heaven. They cannot go beyond heaven. But Krishna consciousness takes us, this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, take us beyond heaven. దట్ ఈస్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ వైకుంఠ లోక గౌలోక బృందావన్. యాక్చువల్లీ ఈవెన్ బై గోయింగ్ టు ద హెవెన్ యూ మే ఎంజాయ్ దేర్ ఫర్ వెరీ వెరీ లాంగ్ టైమ్, బట్ యూ కెనాట్ స్టే ఎటర్నలీ దేర్. ఇన్ ద 15th చాప్టర్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ ఇస్ మెన్షనింగ్ దాట్ క్షణే పునే మృత లోకే విశంతి. When our punyas are finished, then again we will be sent back to this material world. Mrityaloke vishanti. So this is not good for the soul, to come back to this miserable material world. And the best, good, better and best, what is the best for the soul? Is to free himself from all material desires. Anna vilashata shunnam, jnana karmadi navritam, ankullena krishna nushilnam bhakti ruttama, perform favorable devotional service, purify, and then return back home, back to Godhead. Devotees, many times I think, who's giving this information which Prabhupada has given us? Prabhupada has given us back to Godhead. Is there any sect, is there any faith or any religion in the whole world which they are talking of going back to Godhead? No one. No one except Srila Prabhupada. Actually, it's our very good fortune that Srila Prabhupada has appeared and he is giving us this golden opportunity to perfect our lives. Golden opportunity. Opportunity is there, but still it's up to me to avail this opportunity or not. How I can avail this opportunity? By situating myself properly, by behaving myself. And what is the proper behavior? That I become Krishna conscious. I no more material conscious. I'm just thinking of Krishna all the time, 24 hours. No other thoughts enter into my mind other than Krishna. Just thinking of Krishna day and night. And then a jiva can return when he is able to think of Krishna at the time of death. Then he can return to his real home, back to Godhead. Dear devotees, we should all think like that. Sometimes our sinful activities are so much. I was talking to one devotee. I said, you want to go back to Godhead? I said, no. He has given up the hope. I said, why? I said, where there is will, there is way. He said, there is no will. No will. Because of the offenses, too much sense gratification, breaking the regulative principles, no hope. But by the mercy of Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, I feel very strongly, and correct me if I'm wrong, if by the mercy of Lord Gauranga, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, if the animals in the jungle can be delivered, doesn't matter how fallen I may be. I'm very, very fallen. As taught by Narottam Thakur, Patita Pavan Hetota Bhavatar, Mohsam Patita Prabhu Na Vaibhuvar. My Lord Gaur Hari, you have appeared to deliver the fallen, but I want to assure you that nobody more fallen than me. If Lord Gaur Hari, Gaurang Mahaprabhu can deliver the animals in the jungle, dogs he delivered. You think we cannot be delivered? Why not? But I don't want to be delivered. I think, no, I want to enjoy my senses. Even, now my age of retirement has come. I want to get married again. I want to have another wife. Change wives. The sense gratification cannot let me go back to Godhead. I have to consider all the women as my mothers. Because this body was given to me, also by mother. Why I look woman with bad eyes? Why I want to enjoy a woman? No, this is none of my business. Woman is enjoyed by Yadava and Lakshmi. Money is enjoyed by Madhava. As it is said by Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj Prabhupada. Dushta mantumi kisere vaishnava. ప్రతిష్టారే తారే నిర్జనే ఘరే Hari Naam Keval Kaitav. You're making show of chanting the holy name. You want to enjoy a woman? You want to enjoy money? It's none of your business. Woman is enjoyed by Yadava and money. Lakshmi is enjoyed by Madhava, Lord Vishnu. So, this wonderful opportunity which is given to me by Srila Prabhupada, I can only available if I free myself from these two things, money and woman. If I get some money, Lakshmi, it's my duty to give to my Gurudev. It should be used unto the for the service of Sri Krishna, not for my service. Why we feel very sorry? Why many devotees went away? Because they wanted to enjoy. When they got the money, big enjoyment, this, that, and Maya comes and grabs. I am not the enjoyer. The understanding Prabhupada has given us, I am to be enjoyed. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Bhokta Ram Jagtap Sam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Once Prabhupada said this, you know why everybody is attracted to me? Why everybody was attracted to Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, because I am free from sex desire. That's why everybody is attracted to me. It's not that Prabhupada was just manipulating something and you know, blah, 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 blah. No. He was talking from his heart. He was free from material desire. Actually, he is born Uttamadhikari. He is born Mahabhagavat. It's not that he became Uttamadhikari later on. No. When he was 9 years old, he was performing the Rath Yatra, which he brought to the whole world. So Srila Prabhupada is a Mahabhagavat, a great Vaishnava. And that's why he attracted the whole world with his purity. Not by any world jugglery or manipulation which many of us try to do. That is nonsense on my part. It's not good for me. I can cheat someone for some time. I cannot cheat someone. There's a very nice saying. You can cheat some people for some time. Or some people for all the time. Not all the people all the time. Something like that is mentioned. We try to cheat, but actually we are cheating ourselves. So Prabhupada's message is, you read on the each page of Prabhupada's books. What is his message? His message is that we free ourselves from material desires. The entities have different bodies, but originally, in the beginning of creation, Lord Vishnu is alone. For the purpose of creation, Brahma is manifested. And for annihilation, there is Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are the gunavatars. Passion and ignorance. Brahmaji's passion for creation, for annihilation, Lord Shiva. Originally, Vishnu, Sri Krishna was there all the time. Even after total devastation, Krishna is there, Vishnu is there. Neither Brahmaji was there, nor Lord Shiva was there. So Krishna is always there. That's why it's called Anadhi. So, one needs to worship that Krishna, who is the cause of all causes. As far as the spiritual entrance into the material world is concerned, all the beings are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but under the covering of different material qualities, they have different names. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are qualitatively incarnations of Vishnu as gunavatars, and Vishnu with them accepts control of the quality of goodness. Actually, Lord Vishnu is the cause of Brahma, is the cause of Shiva also. But with them, he also accepts the quality of goodness. Therefore, he is also qualitatively incarnation like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. He is also the qualitative incarnation. Incarnation of goodness, incarnation of passion, and the incarnation of ignorance. Therefore, he is also a qualitative incarnation like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Actually, the different names exist for different directions. Otherwise, the origin is one only. And the origin is one, Sri Krishna. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the predecessor acharyas, this Krishna conscious need to spread around the world. This is the need of the time. Because without Krishna conscious, you know, world is going crazy, as you all know. America, you know, as I say many times, that Americans are very proud of their security system, you know. But what happened September 11? Where their security was gone? How many people were killed? And even disasters from the nature. This New Orleans, what's happening? New Orleans has become Old Orleans. Water has come inside. And people have become homeless. Couldn't do anything. So much problem. Actually, disasters are going to come. If we won't become Krishna conscious, if we won't stop our nonsense activities, then disasters are going to come and destroy the world. I was in San Francisco, and there was a gay parade. Gay. About 300,000 gay. And in Canada, I came to know that government of Canada has given them the equal rights, you know, rights. Gay marriages can be performed in the churches. What is this going on? Sex itself is condemned in the scripture. Kamesha krodesha, rajogun samudbhava, mahachano mahatpapma vidyenam ibarinam. What do you speak of this perverted sex? Man marrying the man, woman marrying the woman, gay and the lesbian. And what is this? This need to be stopped. And this can only be stopped by spreading this Krishna conscious around. Not otherwise. Because Krishna conscious, this mother bhakti, will cleanse the mirror of our heart. As it is said by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpan Marjanam, Baba Mahadavagani Nirvapanam, Shreya Kiriva Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadu Jeevanam, Anandam Budivardhanam, Pratipadam Purunamrata Swadhanam, Sarvatma Sanapanam, Parambhajite Sri Krishna Samkirtanam. Glories to Sri Krishna Samkirtan, which cleans the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Samkirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spread the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge and it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Only with this Krishna consciousness, this nonsense, gay movement and this and that can be stopped. Otherwise, you know, world will go to dogs and big, big disasters and so many things are happening and so much unrest is there because of our sinful activities. Too much sense of sense enjoyment. And we devotees of Krishna, we must behave ourselves. We must behave. Whenever Prabhupada saw any devotee not acting properly, Prabhupada used to feel very, very bad, very sorry for that person. But with this purity, you know, some devotees around the world became pure and not as good as Prabhupada, but a little bit making advancement and Krishna consciousness was spread around. But we need to become more pure. We need to become free from all material desires. Then Prabhupada's mercy will flow to us. Guru Parampara mercy will be there. Lord Gauranga's mercy will be there. Panchatattva's mercy will be there. Rukmani Dwarkadish mercy will be there. Then there is hope for our good future. There is a hope for good future of the whole world. There's no other way. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has? Thank you. Hare Krishna.